Jim Taylor back on WRMJ and WRMJ.com. Mercer County High School Hall of Fame coverage continuing on, and a long-time successful coaching and teaching career in the former Westmer School District. Jeanette Neal, a deserving honor, being inducted into the 2020 Mercer County High School Hall of Fame. And I know, Jeanette Neal, that the neat thing about your story is you had a bunch of kids that used to play for you nominate you for this honor. So I guess that really means a lot. So kind of react to that. That's where we're going to begin our conversation today.
Well, my 93 volleyball team, actually they graduated in 93, but where they played in 92, they're the ones who nominated me. And I don't have the whole list right in front of me, but Don C.D.M. Newman was the cohort in crime there that got this all together. So I would just like to thank those guys. I mean, it means so much to me that, you know, they still think that I'm good in their eyes and look up to me for advice and information, and it just does my heart a world of good.
Well, let's begin to and tell us where it all began for you. How did you get to Westmer Secondary School and begin teaching and coaching there? Was it fresh out of college?
It was fresh out of college. I got a job second semester, my first year out of college, and I actually started at New Boston Elementary, and I was in the junior high there. And I was lucky enough to get started with the girls' basketball program, first time they had competed interscholastically. So actually, it was kind of on the forefront of Title IX, so it was fun.
Do you remember then that first coaching experience when they said, here you go, Neal, you're going to coach this team up, and here's the first game, and here's a young whippersnapper getting out there probably thinking she knows everything in the world about coaching, and here we go. So take us back to that first experience.
Well, it was strange. I was coaching junior high basketball, and I had like 15 seventh graders and 15 eighth graders all by myself, and I thought, you know, how am I going to do this without, you know, creating too much overload for them? So we started out with defensive principles, and I taught them the press, and I taught them how to break the press, and actually we created an offense off of that. So it's kind of always been my philosophy: take care of your defense first, and your offense will come.
All right. So I know when you talk about beginning your career back in 1972, that means you've coached a lot of kids. Can you quantify? I bet it's probably hard. Can you quantify how many kids that you've coached in your career?
I have no idea. All I know, I've been lucky enough to coach my sister, my nieces, my daughter, and now my daughter's coaching my granddaughter in volleyball, and it's just, you know, it's kind of evolved all the way down. So, but as for a number of kids, I wouldn't have a clue.
Well, I know it's a lot. We'll say that. And then, you know, the perfect segue to that is, how rich is your life because of the relationships you established from coaching? You know, the kids, colleagues, other teachers, other coaches. Have you ever sat down and reflected about how enriched your life is because of those many years coaching?
Oh, certainly. It's just, you know, the people you meet and the friendships that you formed and the teachers and coaches that you've been with throughout, and it's just amazing, you know, that you had an impact on some of their lives.
Well, and when you received word, it would have been probably around November, maybe last year, that you were being inducted. Tell us a little bit about your emotions and your reaction to all this.
Well, actually, I heard it on from WRMJ first before they ever contacted me, and I was a little surprised. I didn't think it was ever going to happen. You know, if it did, it did. If it didn't, it didn't. You know, it is what it is. You know, you can't put your hopes on too much, but I am so thankful and proud that it's happened now, and I can't thank those kids enough from the bottom of my heart.
Yeah, and then just this weekend for you, I know you're down in Florida where you winter at. You know, the opportunity to come back and reminisce this weekend with a lot of people. I'm sure that's going to probably be pretty emotional for you, too, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, I'm sure it's going to be emotional. And when I found out, and I knew I was already coming to Florida for the winter, and I said, I am going back for this. This is something really special.
All right, speaking with Jeanette Neal, 2020 Mercer County High School Hall of Fame inductee. We'll have more coming up with Coach Neal right after this on WRMJ.